Wir haben das Koffer mit Beis. Let us start. Five lines from the top. It's really a hemshech, but we can use it as the beginning of a new sugya. B'chol yoim termin es ha-mizbeach b'kriyas ha-gever o'yisomach lo'y b'ein melofonov b'ein la'achrov sagi. Every day they made haromas ha-deshen by this man of kriyas ha-gever. B'yoim ha-kipurim dike chulshe de koyin godol. Yom Kippur, there was the chulshe of the koyin godol of dinen mechatzois. So then they made the Trumas Hadeshen from Chatzois. Regolim, the Nefishi Yisrael and Nefishi Kolbonis of Dinin Mashmura Rishayne. Then they made the Trumas Hadeshen after the first Shlish Shalayla, the first third of the night. Kedektoni Taima Loihoisa Kriyas Agever Magas Achahoisa Azorah Meleya Mi Yisrael. Now let us just see Rashi and Ishtikol Gemorim. V'yoyim ha-kipurim de'ike chulshe de'koyin godol. The koyin godol would have been shvach, shrei olov levadoi hu mutol. Since the avoide is mutol on him, tzorich lahashkim yoyser. So he has to wake up early, he has to start earlier, mistami, he was up a whole night, but he had to start earlier, mishim chulshe de'koyin godol. We'll see a little clearer in Tosfos. Let us see Taisvis now. So Taisvis says, Mishim Chulshe de Koyen Godel of Dinen Mechatzais. Mashme da filu Trumas Adeshin, Shehi Avoidas Halailo, Einek Sheira Eloboy. It's only kosher with the Koyen Godel. So therefore, he started earlier, kidei sheyonuach bein avoyde zu la avoyde sayoyim. That if he starts earlier, so there'll be time to rest between this avoyde and the avoyde sayoyim. That's shat mishum chulshe de koyin godu. And that's what Rashi also seems to say, shrei olav levadoi humutal. Rashi learns all the avoydes were mutal on the koyin godu. The riva perish the loy garsinin kain godel, when a geiris kain godel, la hachi garsinin, mishum chulshe de kain. First of all, he holds the trumas adeshin, the aposhet the kain made. So why did they make the trumas adeshin from chatzois? That he shouldn't be chalush. Kaidem, mishum chulshe de kain. Kaidem, sheha kain, atayrim ye chalush. Before he'll be cholosh, so that means, so by chatzais, it was only 6 hours after he started the tainis, so he's not cholosh. If you'll wait another 6 hours, he'll be more cholosh. So therefore, they made the trumas hadeshen by chatzais, so the koyin should be able to do it without chalishis. The ikayin godol teirim, if we'll say like the first pshat, like Rashi's pshat, lechashve loha tvile de tovul, so before he went to do this avoide, he entered the Azores, he needed a new tvile. So bahadei chomish tvilois vasori kiddushin, shekayin godol teivul boi bayayim. So weiss tochois that since we only know of 5 tvilas and 10 kiddushin, so vaystoys, that's all that the Kohen Gadol did. So who made the Trumas Adeshin, which demanded another tvila? Koch, the Kahanim did it. V'chein also ha-payit. In the payit, we also see that the Aromas Adeshin was not ayidei the Kohen Gadol. Hu komu mechatzois deshin lenaro. They got up from chatzois to be menayer the deshin, kipayis deshin havore. They made a payis on the deshin havore. Al moshayim efaisim b'yayim ha-kipurim mi teirem. It means after the payis, who come mechatzais deshin now. So the one who won the payis made the trumas ha-deshin. So vaisis was the payis mi teirem. So we see klo, the kain gadol was not teirem. The Ri Aimer, the Ri says, we could also say, like the Riva, that it wasn't mutal on the Kohen Gadol to make Trumas Hadeshen, but it could be Geiris to Shape Goris Kohen Gadol. The Lahochi Mikadmi, Litroim Elisadir Marocha, Elisali Koiborim Shalainis Aklum, Kidei, the first thing before they were Mesadir the Marocha, they had to make Trumas Hadeshen. So they did this earlier, Kidei She Yimotse Kohen Gadol Mezumin, Kol ma shetzorich miyad kshiyal amuda shacher koydim shiirov v'cholosh. That's a mishimchul shu the Kohen Gadol. If you're going to start by kriyas hagever, then you're going to start making trumas hadeshen and being misader the da'atzei hamaroche. So he's first going to start doing the void. He's going to start 10 o'clock doing the void. It's a shame for matad. Let him start the earliest man possible. So the earliest man possible is they should start avoide from Alois Hashacha, so therefore they made the Trumas Hadeshen at night. They made the Pious at night, the Trumas Hadeshen at night, so the Kohen Gadol would be able to start in the, as soon as it becomes morning, when he's not Rov Cholosh. Let us just see for 1 minute, Bemison the Shailas and Machlekes, the Balam Moir and the Ramban. Let us see Daf Aleph, Omet Aleph Bedafe Horif, the bottom Balamoya, three lines from the bottom. So the Balamoya says as follows: Vehebi Yodeya ki balei hakroivei shechnisu bepiyuteyem seder avoides hayoyim arba payosos. And the seder avoides hayoyim they brought in 4 payosos. Tohu kulam b'mishnaseina. So all those who wrote the payit, they made a murdike mistake in the Mishnah. V'lei avinu ki ha-payosos achshuv mishnaseina l'shayim eis ha-shonahim. The payosos were for the rest of the year. V'lei b'yayim ha-kippurim. L'fisha kol avaydus ha-yayim e'nikshayra elo b'koyin godo. So that is the Balamoyos taine on the... the Balei Payet. So let us just see the Ramban a little bit. He has a Gevalda Kariches. Omar HaKosev, Gam Be'ena Yiflo. What? How did they brought the Payosis and the Avodah Shem Kippurim? Avol Af B'Seder Avodah Sabavli. Weißt du, was er sei der, aber das aber wir schon mehr bei sein und kosten bei Payoses. Da gehen wir die drei Hapaye Tarishen Rabbelaze bei Rabbi Koller, bei Kreives Agoinem, bei Chachme Yeshivas, Rabbon Isvor Adachoinem Zal. Wie I Efsher, Sheyitu, Kol Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Seinu, Lebal HaMoyer Hazel, Levadai Nitma Chochma, Bein Lezori Mite. Only the Baal HaMoyer, everyone else didn't know this. V'nasati libi lidroish v'loser eich shonu ze ha-perek b'seide yume shu omar o-seide. He says it's not only a kasha on the those who made the pious, it's a kasha on the mesechta also, because the whole mesechta is the seider hayoim. V'oche b'ze ha-perek em b'idovam b'seide hayoim klal. ואויד הרשונו היסטוסטם לפירשו שהדבורם אמורם בשער היומים, חוץ מן ימי הכיפורים, לפי כך נראה לי, כי יש שם פיוסס לאוילום ואפילו ביום הכיפורים. There were פיוסס every day of the year, including ים כיפור, והם שנויס במשנסייני. ואיך תבעינים בכאן? שאף על פי שאין מדרך הספר, אין סופק, yeah, שאין מדרך הספר, but he's going to write it out. אין סופק. שהפייס הראשון של תרומס הדשן, היו והוא כושר קודם חצייס, אינוי אבוידס יוים הכיפורים. There's such a מושג of אבוידס יוים הכיפורים, which need a Kohen Gadol. אל אבוידס לילה. This is אבוידס לילה, it's not אבוידס יוים הכיפורים. ואינו בקוין גודל כלל, שלא ניתנו לקוין גודל על אבוידס היוים. ועל ישביש הולך עוד דתוך מה שאומר בפרקם Our Gemara, which we just learned, B'yayim HaKippurim Dike Chulshe Dekoyin Godol of Dine Mechatzai, Shekach Perushay, Mitoich Sha'avoidais Hamutolais Al Koyin Godol Merubais, is Tarminin Mechatzais. So therefore, we make Trumas Adeshin from Chatzais, Kedei Shelo Yairu Pnei HaMizrach, V'ni Adayin Tzrichem Litran HaMizbeach. That means we want everything. This is like the last teretz in Taisvis, that when it comes Alois Hashachalol comes Ayapnei Mizrach, everything should be ready to start doing the Avodah. V'nimtza, and if it won't be ready, if you're going to start making Trumas Adeshin from Alois Hashachah, so Memele will take another hour or so for everything to get ready. V'nimtza Tilchei Shel Kayin Gadol Misrabet. Sha'avoidah is yet chifay solos. Has to be doing things very quickly. Now you have a kain godol, that's fast thing, and he has to do things very quickly. Lefikach termim koidam lakach. Sheyor ha-mizrach, miyad noirid kain godol la-beis ha-tvile. V'lo yei ha-yoyim kotzer v'amlochem erube. Samemele, so the day gets bigger. U'mi she-zoche betrumes ha-deshen, Zocher besider hamaroche, b'shnei gzireyetzim, b'ray ledover, shalei loishonu besider yume koyin godul, at sheheye pnei ha-mizrach. But when we have laid in the Mishnah is by heye pnei ha-mizrach, v'ridu lebeis ha-tvila, likreitzes ha-tomit. They see the Maroche, the Trumas Adeshin, Koinum Lachain Hoyo. This is the Seidah Maroche, and the Trumas Adeshin was before. Voidshim Hoyo Koin Godu, Teirem Adeshin. Im Kenkva Hoyo Tzorich Litvel. Say, Hoyo Tzorich Litvel, Lakadesh, Vululbech Big Dezov, Kedis Nan Betomit, Mishu Reitze Litrem, Esamizbech, Yered Vetevel. Osnan, Nami Hosom, Kidishoda Veraglov Minakia, the Teirem in Adeshin, Zmekadish Adol Raglu Minakir, Nota Machto HaKesef, Bekaimel Nami Krab Yehuda Doma Boi Begodim, Vimata Oime Tumas Adeshim Mekoyin Godol, Nefishilu Tvilois Vekidushin, Sehev Boikshaba Likreitz HaSatomid, Lomba Hu Toivol Hu Mekadish, Vrekval Tova, Le Tumas Adeshim, He was already Toivol, Tumas Adeshim, Le Sida Maroche, Vahech Shaninu Heviu Loi Big Days Of, It says in the Mishnah, "Buna bigdays of v'rei who lavush oisa mechatzais." He's wearing the big days of. V'imtaymer, I think this kibun is a grais. V'imtaymer digmiri heitvileis vasore kedushin bayoyim v'loy b'layla. Maybe tell me a teretz. Zichud, there's a number 5 and 10. That's on the avodas hayoyim, but in avodas yom there's 5 and 10. But there's avodas halayla also. Im kein matuncha so from your teretz shereyedish shein elu avoidis miseder hayoyim shetzorch kein godus. You yourself are telling me this are avoidis hayoyim. So you're differentiating between avoidis shem and avoidis alaylo. So again, that's what I'm saying already. By avoidis alaylo, we don't need kein godus. Ba'oyda muchach behedi beperk amlam amamune de shetayvo likreitzas atomid bigdei chelu poishet. It says over there that he was poishet big deichel, or mishemochi lebo kiddush. He didn't need kiddush yodayim when he was poishet the first begodim. Abshite. Shma mino shaloi toram adeshen loi seida hamaroche el shar kahanim tomo. Vzeu apayis harishin. Okay, let us stop over here. Then he goes with the other payoses, which also were Oyidei Kehanim. But we see, it seems the Shailen Taisvis is a machlekes, the Balamoyer, and the Rambam. Now let us see the next Rashi, the Nefishi Kalbonis. The Gemara says that by the Regolim, since there were a lot of Kalbonis, so Memele, since there were a lot of kolbonis, so they started from the end of the Shmura Rishonim. So Rashi says, what's pshat? The Rav Hadeshen b'mokim hamaroch. There was a lot of deshen there. V'tzorich lahalois es hadeshen b'mokim hamaroch. That means they were makriv a lot of kolbonis. So there was a lot of deshin b'mokim hamaroch. The maroch is the mokim that were makim, that were mak to the kabonis. So what do you have to do? B'tzorich lahaloi says hadeshin. They had to take off the deshin. L'tapuach. And there was the tapuach, that was bemzam isbeth, that was a large pile of deshin. But this had to be done la'achar ha'romet. First they made trumas adeshin, then they made the tap. They brought us up to the tapuach. Kedisnan b'meseches tomit malin ha'efer le'tapuach. V'tapuach hu gal shal efer. It was a tremendous pile of ashes. Kemin tapuach shal anovim anidrach begas. Sheshom konsu efer shal kol yemoisachat. The eifer of the whole regal was piled up together. V'hu be'emtza mizbeach. U'pa'omim shu'olov ki'gimul me'yaisku. It was a gewalt, so the male, they had to add on to this tapuach. So it was a big job. Lefikach tzorich lahagdim litroi me'ashmura orishoyna. Now, so it is unclear, the way Rashi says pshat, it's unclear, the Gemara says that the reason that they started from the Shmura Rishoyne, the Nefishi Kabonis, to a lot of Kabonis, the Rav Hadeshin B'mokim Amarocha, so there was a lot of work to be done in order to be Misalik the Deshin on the Tapuach. So this lechayre makes sense in the middle of the regel, maybe the second day of the regel. The first day of the regel, lechayre, I don't know if there was Rav Hadeshin b'mokim amaroch, unless we'll say erev regel, there also was a tremendous amount of kabonis being nikrav. It would seem that beregolim means that already from the first day of the regel, they started the Trumas Hadeshin from the end of the Shmur Rishoyne. So it's unclear why was the Rav Hadeshin B'mokim Amarocha the first day of the regal. Now, let us see Tais V'Shishanim. The regolim the Nefishi Yisrael. The Gemara says, the regolim the Nefishi Yisroel or Nefishi Korbonis. Now the Gemara says Nefishi Yisroel. Kedektoni lo isa kriya sageva magas. So now the Taisis Yishonim says, it's a very interesting pshat. The kivin sheyesham roiv korbonis. So there's a lot of korbonis. The roiv haom, bo yodoichkim ba'azore, that means azore was packed, so now, all of a sudden, the Taisi Shishonim speaks about the Hitzoas Hadeshin. Now, the Hitzoas Hadeshin, if you're going to start taking out the Deshin in a packed Azore, there was a traffic jam over there. You have a whole bunch of Deshin and you can't move because there's Eden all around. So they had to make sure that the Hitzoas Hadeshin was after the Trumas Hadeshin. So they had to make sure that we'll do this pretty early before the people start coming in. So they'll be able to take out the Deshin. So that's the saying in the Mishnah. Lochi masik tam, the masik in diktoni, that by Kriyas HaGever, the Azorah was Malayim Yisrael, so you can't start now making Haitzoras HaDeshin. So therefore, so it's very good, the Lashon of the Gemara, Nefishi Yisrael and Nefishi Korbonis. That means in the Fishi Yisrael spielt doch euch et Arole. Aber le Peirish akuntrish le tolle tam of Nefishi Kobonis, ikere is there's a lot of Kobonis, le osi shaper tam de masi kediktoni, so what does the Gemara say? That a choise, le hoise kriyas agever, magas a choise azor amaleim Yisrael. The Gemara says because the Azor was full. The vote is an under, there was a lot of Kobonis, not that the Azor was full. But there's another interesting thing. From Rashi, it would seem that Shesham konsu efer shekol yemay sachag. Rav Rashi would seem that in the Regolim they did not make a Tzoras Adeshen. Rashi would seem fakir, they made the Tapuach to show take the Chshivas, how much Kabonis there was Nikra. That's what Rashi says. Shom, the Konsu Adeshen, shall call Yemay Sachak. Shom Konsu Efer, shall call Yemay Sachak. And Taisvis seems to say that they made a Tzoras Adeshen during the Regolim. Zeg de Gemara weiter. Mai Kriyas HaGever. Now what is the translation of Kriyas HaGever? Rav Omar Koro Gavro. That a person called out, that was Kriyas HaGever. We'll see later that the Munna used to call out, Imdu Kahanim Laveidaschem. That was Kriyas HaGever. Abshila Omar Koro Talnegoyla. Kriyas HaGever means that Talnegoyla is called Gever. And then at that time when the counter girl crows, so that was the Zman of Kriyas HaGever. That's Kriyas HaGever. Zeba Machloikis, Rav and Rav Shila, the Taich of Kriyas HaGever. Now we have a very interesting Maisa. Rav Ikla La Asrei de Rabbi Shila. Rav once came to the Mokim of Rabbi Shila, and Rashi says, V'loihoyu Makirin Oisa. They didn't know he was Rav, but he that could come in, to Rav Shila. Loi have a moire le makem alei de Rav Shila. There was now the Bizman Chazal, when there was a Darshan and there was a Meturgimin. So the Darshan said the Droshan Loshan HaKadosh, and he didn't have to have such a loud voice also, and the Meturgimin said it in the Loshan that the Hamoinam understood, and he had a loud voice, and he explained it, and he said over the Droshan to the Hamoinam. Anyway, when Rav came to Asrei de Rav Shila, it seems that day there was no anamoira, there was no meturgimin. Come Rav Ale. So Rav offered his services. He told them he's a meturgimin. He was taka, we'll see later, he was taka meturgimin for Rav Chiya. So Memela, so he offered his services. Fine. Now, Rav Shila was giving a drosha. And toich the drosha of Rav Shila, he spoke about Kriyas HaGever. He mentioned Kriyas HaGever in his drosha. Now, Rav was the meturgimin, so he was explaining the drosha. So Rav said, "V'kom eforish, kom Rav olay, v'kom eforish, ma Kriyas HaGever?" He said, Rav Shila said Kriyas HaGever. Kor Gavra means the Mamuna called out. Omar Le Rav Shila. Now Rav Shila heard, was listening how he was metalgim for him. So he got very hurt. That's at the Taich of Kriyas HaGever. Omar Le Rav Shila, V'leimo La Ma'a Koro Talnegoylech. I mean, Kriyas HaGever, that's what the Talnegol. What's the stuff? It's a Krum Pshat. Say the right Pshat. Omar Le, Omar Le, Oviv Lachori Zemer. He says you could take an Oviv was a choshev musical instrument. You play it for a ben chayrin, for a person who has an ear for music. Zemer, this is a gezang, this is a symphony. This helps. Ligardoi, you'll take the same musical instrument and you play it for a weaver who's a malacha pchusa. They don't know classical music, symphony. You play for them, loy mekablu mine. They don't know what this is. They're not mekabel it. So memela the same thing. Ki ave keimna alei de Rav Chiya. When I was a meturgimin for Rav Chiya, umafrishin and Rav Chiya said Kriyas HaGever. Umafrishin and I said pshat my Kriyas HaGever kore gavre. Omali v'loy midi. He didn't complain. That's the taich Kriyas HaGever. Va'at, but for you, Rav Shila, I say Kriyas HaGever, Kor HaGever, Ba'atoliyem, Kor HaTalnegoylech. Man, you don't appreciate Mezuk Kutzachen. You have to be upset. I be the mensch to understand what we're saying. Omalei Ma Niu Rav, Yerav, he was a meturgimin for Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya was his uncle, so he felt very bad already that Rav should be his meturgimin. That was already. Nei nechma. Okay, go down. I don't want you should be the meturgim. It's not lefi kvoitcho. Amalei, it's very interesting, the Shas, what Amoy Nam was doing in the meantime, they were having a conversation over here. Amalei, Zutam Nachamal Amoshel, Omri Inchi, the Veltzak, the Veltel, Itagrislei, if you hire it from someone, so whatever he asks you to do, you do, puts Amrei, I feel it means you have to comb out wool, which is Amleches, if you hire it, you do it, listen. I offered my services, I said I'm gonna be your Metungman, so I'm your Metungman already, finished. Ike de Omri Hochi Omalei Malin Bekoidish Veloy Merin. So he says it's a bizoyim for your drosha. That means the first half of the drosha has to get Rafar Meturgimin. The second half of the drosha you can have a different Meturgimin. So Veloy says Malin Bekoidish Veloy Merin. You can't be Mavazi your drosha like this to get a Pochusnik Meturgimin. It's Memele, so you'll stick with me. Let us see Rashi. Koro Gavro, Machis Amemuna la Cruz, Voimer Imdu Kahanim la Beidas, Mkitoni Bebreise Bishmaiten. Loihoyo Amoire, Meturgim in Hoimed Lefne Chochem Adarshin, Pachochem Loichish Leiloshin Riv Ivris, Vuhu Metargim Le Rabim Loshin Shehim Shoimen. The Komeforesh, and Rav explained what's the Taich Kreis Agever, Koro Gavro. In the drosh it came out, Rav Shila spoke about Kreis Ageva, Loshen Ivri, Vuhu Tirgem L'Rabim, and he was Metag for them, Koragav. Ovuv L'chori Zema, Cholil Shulchoshiv Lifnei B'nei Choyrim, Zema No V'orim, it's a Geshmak Zema. Ligardoi, but for a gardoi, like a bluminei. Bo, eitzel gardiem, le shoyre, le choyle, le huchshe beineim. Umoshelu, kloimer, peirish esha peirashti, lefnei sorim, rabim, pomim, rabbis. This pshat I said many times. Lai michu biyodi, achshi peirashti, lefonechash, einach godul kemoisom. Poloi ki baltoi. Mahu rab. Sha'ata rogel lokum meletargim of nerabchi yeshu daidecho, neinachma, leich v'sheiv bekveidecho, she'eini kedai shetehei meturgimoni. But Mele fakert, Agaburishi didn't get insulted, he told them, I'm not ready to have you for meturgimin. He tagraslei, Putz Amrei, im Nisgarta Eitzel Odom, Leches Yoim, Kol Meloche Shat Alech, Vafulu Bizoyin, Ki Yoini Putz Tzema, Shim Leches Noshim Aseiloi. Afani, Maache, Shishalti Bepulo Secho, Egma, I started already, I'll finish. Oveloi Meriden, Gnai Hadroshu, this is a Gnai for the Droshu, She Eiredani, V'yoka Impoches Mimeni Legoimro, so that's Kvoida Teure, V'ket I have to remain. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tanya kevosei der Rav, Tanya kevosei der Rabbi Shila. Now, but in this machloikis kufet, what the translation is, likreis hagever, kriyas hagever, if it was kora gavra, kora tanagoylo, we had a baraisa like Rav and a baraisa like Rabbi Shila. Tanya kevosei der Rav. Gevinei Korus, Mahu Oimer, this was the Gevinei is the name of the person. What did he used to say? What did he say each morning? Imdu Kehanim Lavidaschem, Uleviim Leduchanchem, Bisrael Mamatchem, Voyokoiloi Nishma Bisholesh Parsois. One was able to hear his koil 3 parsois away. Maise bagrifas hamelech, sho yebo baderech, v'shoma koiloi begimol parsois, he heard it, v'shebo lebeisoi shigoloi matonis. And he was in the spoil of the, we could hear 3 parsois away, imdim lavidaschem, mestome, maybe gave him a treisel. Anyway, he sent him matonis. V'afal pikein, even though this was a professional, this was Gvini Korus, that was his job. Koyin Godol Mishubach Mimenu. The Omar Mar, Kvar Omar Ona Hashem, the Kain Godel said by the Vidui, Ona Hashem, the Nishma Kailoi B'Yerichai. And they could hear the Kain Godel and Yerichai, Voma Rabbe Barbachonam Rabbi Yochanan, Mirushalayim L'Yerichai Yud Parsi. It's 10 Parsi away, the Kain Godel, and he said, Ona Hashem, and they heard him. Now, let's look at the Rabbeinu Hananu. Perish, the last line of Rabbeinu Hananu. Achei shehiske Hashem b'chashoi b'koil nomuch v'ivlioi b'nimes ochi v'akehanim. On Hashem, they didn't hear. Omar b'koil rom chatosi. The chatosi of Mishen Gehert. The chatosi of the Kohen Gadol b'yoyim ha-kippurim. That could be heard in Yerichai. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Gavine Cruz, Gavine Hamaches. The Omar Mal Kama Peg Dalit. Kva Omar Omna Hashem. Pam Achas Hoye Maise Shoye Koin Godel Misvada Al Pori Biyema Kippurim. Pa Omar Omna Hashem Chotosi Venishma Koiloi Biyerichai. So the Svasemes asked Akasha, why did Rashi say it was the par of the Kohen Gadol? It should have been the Sawyer of the Sawyer of Klal Yisrael. So that was on the Chet of Klal Yisrael. So Mamela, on the Herren, we are Zakhotu, Avu, Zayfrekter. So I saw the Shom Mitzonim Baloche, he says there was no Indian for them to hear. He didn't say, the chatosi he felt more than the chato avu poshu. His chatosi he felt it more. He didn't say it. It was said als mitoich pnimius levavoi that he felt the chatosi. So the video was went out with a meir de kekayl. The chatosi, but they say the chato and klal Yisrael. Just happened to tread me so stark. The chatosi it am sehr gebadelt. Agav Urche, the I saw the Ben Yoyode Muchitzer. I mean, this was a tremendous distance, 10 parsim, Gimel parsim. How did this work? So Emerson, the Rabbeinu Yoinen Shari Avoide brings down from the Ben Hananel that when a person came to the Beis Hamikdash, v'yire be'enov hanisim v'aniflois hanasim shom tomid, he reckons the nisim that were keseder in the Beis Hamikdash, v'akoyloi shohoyu nishmoim b'yirichoi. So by his story is that what they heard in Yerichoi that what they heard in Yerichai was from the Nisim HaKvuim in the Beis HaMikdash. It reached Yerichai. I don't know. I saw that since I can't remind myself where I saw that. I saw Psana Sefer brings down from the Megala Amukais that we see when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the first place they conquered was Yericho. Yericho is Sugeres, Musugeres. Yericho was Epis. So he says, though, the Megala Mukah says it was a Meiridike Klippe that was Shoilet over Yericho. And, so that was the Knesset Eretz Yisrael was to be Kaivish Yericho. So it could be, Yericho had Megidavt Herren was Tutzach and Beis Hamikdosh. I mean, it could be Yericho needed this to hear the, that's why he went till Yericho. Yericho could be was the most, rochik the kemokim shal kedusha, and, it was necessary for them to hear the was tutzach and beis hamikdash, the koil of the kohen gadol. And then the Gemara says that not only was this a greater godless, that the koil of the Kohen Gadol was heard 10 paus away. But there's more revusus over here. Here we hear the Kohen Gadol was cholish, he was the chatonis. By the skvini chorus, it wasn't chulshe. And the Kohen Gadol said Chatosia was by day, Vahosam Lelya. And the Givini Chorus was at night. So what's the difference? Because one's voice can be heard better by night than by day. The Omar Ablevi, Mipneima in Koiloi Shel Odom Nishma Bayoim Kiderech Shen Nishma Balailo. Why can't one hear as well by day as one hears by night? Mipnei Galgal Chamo Sheminaser Borokia Kecharosh Haminaser Ba'arozim. The Joseph brings down a gracious rabbi that what the sun goes through the Rikia. So the Bereshis Rabbi says, Ad Sovo Shehu Shof Borokia, that it's like rolling through the Rikia, there's no interference, there's no blockage. Ve'enoi Elo Kemaser Hazeh Shehu Noiser Be'etz, it has to grind itself through the Rikia. It means it seems there's a friction of some sort. And it grinds through the Rikia. Shenichnas begufo Rikia v'choytech oisoy behiluchay l'soychoy. So there's a friction and for the chamo to go through the Rikia bayoy. Rashi the Maharsha explained, so by Laila, so according to the Chachmei Yisrael, it goes over the Rikia. So we have the Rikia that's mafsik, that's why we can't hear it. Or, according to the Chachmei Sumoilim, it goes tachas oretz, so the oretz is mafsik. But al koponim, but by day, there is a grinding noise that the sun makes. So therefore, this noise seems deafens that we can't hear so well by day. There's something that's making noise. V'hai chirge di yoyme lo shmei. Now, we'll see in Rashi that one looks at the rays of the sun coming into a room, so one sees specks in the rays of the sun. So we are under the impression that this is dust. Through the rays of the sun we can see the dust, but this is not dust. This is what we say, the sun is boring through the Rikia. So it's grinding through the Rikia. So these are particles from the Rikia that are coming down together with the rays of the sun. And the name of this dust is called Lo Shmei. It has a name Lo. Behind the Kama Nebuchadnezzar, V'chol Dairi Aro Ki Lo Cheshiven. What's the Rai from the Pasuk? The Rai from the Pasuk is because we would learn Pshat that it's not Choshev. So say it's not Choshev. No, it says Ki Lo Cheshiven. So it's Choshev like Lo. Means there's such a thing as law. Law is these particles is kilo cheshivan. The dairi aris choshev kilo. Zot Rashi, v'ike chushe de tainise v'hoche yemome sheina kel nishma boi kevalaylo v'hai chigra lo shmei v'psailos anaseres v'nire v'omud sholchamo v'yoyma mamesh. So this is losh mei kein shmoi losh an ayin. It's nothing. It's Tana Rabbonim il molei galgal chamo. If it wouldn't be for this galgal chamo, nishma keil hamoino shal roimi, we would hear the keil hamoino shal roimi. The roimi is conquering the world. So the galgal chamo deafens a little the keil hamoino shal roimi. It seems one noise is mevatel the other noise. The Ben Yoda wants to say, could be this is Meramez, that he says Chama could be is Meramez on the Memches Dvorim Shatayra Niknesbem, and the Hay is going on the Chemisha Chumshe Tayra. Galgal Chama means the Keil Shel Yaakov, As Chazal tell us, was man shekele shal Yaakov nishma is ein yadayim yidei Esav. So we don't have the yadayim of Esav. So that's shal ilmole galgal chama. If it wouldn't be for the limud ha-teire nishma keil ha-moino shal roimi, we would hear already the keil. This is holding back the keil ha-moino of roimi. If we wouldn't have the gzeiris of the bnei Edom, we would hear much louder the koil galgol chamot. Tano rabbanon shalosh koilos hilchin misoif ha'olam ba'atzoifoi. So does the Madak, it says hilchin, it doesn't say that shaymin, but it's hilchin al kaponim. Ve'ilam koil galgol chamot v'koil ha'mayne shal roimi. The kol nishama b'shar sheyitza min haguf, v'yeshaimrim af leida, v'yeshaimrim af ridaya. What's af ridaya? V'yeshaimrim af ridaya. So Rashi says malach hamemune al hashkayis ha'oretz mimtar hashamayim mimal u'min ha'tohim mitachas. The koyre lahen, and his koyre to shenem atayim atayim koyre kedaminim in meseches tainis. In hosn the domi laeglo, that this malach is similar to an eglo, or kach nikra ridaya, loshen shera chayrish, targmina leisachish, leisirdi. Ubo rabbonon rachmi anishomo bisho sheyoitzi min aguf ubot luha. So, here the Ben Yehuda says, Pshat o Bo Rachmi. He says, before the Bo Rachmi, Machile Bizman Akadma in Somuch Lemisoson, Yitzaku Tsaokais Gedoilois, Vyizkabru Lokum Al Raglayim, one was able to witness the tremendous conflict that exists when the Neshama leaves the Guf. The tsar godol hu lahem ulekreveyem mishimhochi batlu. So that is pshat that this last, the next to the last thing, kol neshama b'shor sheyotze min haguf, so batluha, they were mevatel this kol. Let us see Taisvis. V'hoya kol nishma b'sholish parsois. Taime. The beperik shlishi de tomet nan. Miyerichai ha-yishayimim keil gevinei korus, dahainu eser pasois. So memele, so they also were able to hear him. So here the Gemara says, you only heard three pasois. Yeshloim ha-debiyut pasois le-hoyim mevinim el-keil ha-vore ba-alma. They heard a sound. But exactly what he was saying to hear, imdu kahanim la-vedastram, that they couldn't hear. They just heard a sound. The chatosi of the Kohen Gadol, they heard already. About three parts away they could hear the imdum. V'chein yesh laforeh shehodem rina reish perek torof bekalfi d'tzirei dalseis heichel nishmoim b'shmoine tchumei Shabbos. In eight tchumei, the distance of eight tchumei Shabbos, one could hear when the noise of the tzirim of the hinges when they open up the dalseis heichel. V'hosom t'nam miyericha, and there says you could hear from miyericha, which was much more than Shmoyne Tchumei Shabbos. It's Yud Parse. So, also say the same Teretz, that in Shmoyne Tchumei Shabbos, you could differentiate, you could hear exactly where the noise is coming from, and what the noise is. By Yericha already, you could hear a noise, but you cannot be mavchin where the noise was coming from. Al Kaponim, so the Val, we had Araya to Rav, that the taich of Kriya Sagever is Kora Gadol. Tanya Kevosi de Rabshila. Yeah. Ayaitse le derech, kaidem Kriya Sagever, domai bereishai. So it's a sakona to go out le derech, because there's mazikim that are shaylet. Abyash Yoma Ache Yeshane, that the Kriya Sagever he has to crow two times. Yesh Oimrim Ache Yeshalish. Ubeize Tarnagil Omru, Betarnagil Bainani. Tarnagil Bainani. So you see clear that Kriya Sagever is a Tarnagil. Kibosi the Rabshila, the Omar Kru Sagever, Kri Sagever, Kori Tarnagil. היוצי רשס גרס יחידי לדרך, דומי ברוישה מבני המזיקים, דומי ברוישה נבוין מויסי על רוישה מוטו שהוא הימס עצמי, בתרנו גולבנני, שאיני ממהר קריאוסוי ולוי מאחר. I says, there's different types of תרנו גולם, others are slow, so it's, others, then you don't have to wait for that תרנו גול, others are fast, they have sarayim before, before Eloi Sashacha, but the Tana Gobainini, he's more or less accurate. Zogt the Gemara weiter, Oma Rav Yehuda Marat, Bishor She Yisrael Oilin L'Regul, Oimdim Tzfufim U'mishtachevim Revochim, Anim Shochim Achas Esrei Amo Achiri Beis HaKepoiris. Let us see what Rashi says. Tzfufim Loshen Tzaf, a Loshen of floating, Meiroiv ha'om hoyu nitchokim ish ba'ochit. One was pressed next to the other. Ve'ein loy mokim lintois al tzidoi lekan o lekan. He couldn't move to any side because they were pressed like sardines. Ve'zokuv kekoira. He was straight like a koira. Afraglov nitlim me'al ha'oretz. And no one... Afraglov tzfufim. Afraglov nitlim me'al ha'oretz. Mishtachevim revochim, uchshemishtachevim v'noivlim, naso lehem neis, v'amokim marchiv, ad sheyesh peineyem arba amos, shelo yishme ish vidui shal chaveroi shelo yikolim. They were misfade, so memele, we saw before, and the Kohen Gadol was misfade, so then they could hear the chatosi, they heard the p'til yirichoi. Kapodim, that was Mestome, the Madrega of the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. But each person was Mezvadal Kapodim, they needed Dalad Amos at least, that one should not hear Vidui Shal Chaveroi. Now it's a little interesting. Rav, Amav Yudam Rav, Bishor Shiyishchol Oilin L'Regol. So we started off by Oilin L'Regol. And Mishtachme Revochim, Rashi says that they said vidui. Now who says vidui beregel? That's not the time to say vidui. So the Siach Yitzchok is very unclear. He wants to say that the Mishtachme Revochim is speaking about Yom Kippur Take. Just wanted to say that when Shah Yisrael Oilin L'Regel was aimed in Tzfufim, was Mamash Sheklach. It was packed to capacity. Mishtachim Revochim, Yom Kippur, and there also was a Rizik Oilin Debs. Clear. And then when they said Vidui, by the Golko, they weren't Mishtachim. But Mishtachim, they were Mishtachim to say Vidui, Mishtachim Revochim. Vinimshochim achas esrei amo, achoirei beisa kapayres. So let us see what Rashi says. Nimshochim mitoich doichkom, it was so packed, umispazren al pnei oirech, kol yud alef amo shalmokim drisis ragli Yisrael etzofen lodorim. Ezra's Yisrael was mamish, was one sea of people. Then but that was still wasn't enough. The yoitzin mimokim drisis chagleim, nichnosim derech pesach alifes, bein sidei hacheichel, lekoisle hazoret. Then they spread out between the sides of the heichel to the koisle hazoret, letzofen aladorim. Umishom nichnosim lemayrev, and then they went to Mayrev, ba'achas esrei amoshesh avarachere beisak apayres, ad koisel marovi shal azoret, kedisnan b'meseches midis. So these mekoimis were surrounding the heichel, tzofen, dorem, and Mayrev were also filled with him. Vamrine lo la'el bepirkim. The Yaivitz is mitzadet that the Lechere, Yisrael wasn't allowed to go there. That's Lechere, it's after the Yud Aleph Amma of Ezra's Yisrael, they weren't allowed to go. So once we thought maybe the Kahanim went there, the Kahanim went out of this tremendous, this crowded area, and they filled up Kneged the Hechel, Tzofen, and Dorim, and Mayrev. Frag the Gemara, my comma. So Rashi says, Macha Shemishtach Vim Revochim. ונשרבך עמוק מידי הנס, אתה מסקיקה למושך, לספשת אחרי בייס הקפירס. Why did he have to spread out all over? It was a nest. So the Gemara says, הוכי קומה, אף על פי שנמשוך עם אחס עשרי עם אחרי בייס הקפירס, והם דין ספוף עם, no. This נמשוך עם is going about before the nest, when there was aimed. So they were aimed in tzvufim, by the aimedim. Even they were spread out, tachayre akapayres. Kshayim mishtachvim revochem. Kse echod me asore nisim shenasu b'migdosh. This is one of the asore nisim. Hoichi kama, zoktrashi, aivin im shochem achayre areishikoy. Koyde mishtachavoy, vochi kama, af al pi shenim shochem, אחרי הקפירס, והיו צריכים למה צפופים מרויב דויכון, even over there, אפילו אוכי כשהיקולם משתחווים, בואים למזרח המזבח, מתויך הזורה, ומשתחם לפני ההיכל וברווח. So ממילא, there was a השתחוויה, when it came to השתחוויה, so ממילא, there was a place for everyone to come, and to be משתחווה ברווח. The Sam Sofer brings down a Tashbatz, Chayla Gimel, Seif Simen Reish Aleph, and the Tashbatz is also in Morgan Ovis, and Pirkei Ovis. So he says, V'omru, ki adayin nisha meyanisim shahoyu b'Yerushalayim, shloi omar odom l'chavei ritzali amokim. Later we'll see, this is one of the ten nisim, כי בבייס על התשבץ, is מייד שהגידו לוי, כי בבייס הכנסה שבירושלים, הם צריכים לאנשי המוקים כל השונה. There was a shul in Yerushalayim, that was made to accommodate all the people in that שכונה. ומסמלס פה אל פה באייס יסקבץ בחג השבועס החוגגים, Yaiser Migimo Meyesish, when it came Shvuis, so they gathered from all over, chutz from the normal Mespalolim, they came together another 300 people. Kulam heim nichnosim shom v'yoishvin revochim, ki yedayin hi b'kedushosa. That's Kedushas Yerushalayim, that's Pshat Eistis, v'yoma odom l'chavei ritzali hamokim, Zeu simen geula shlishes. Azayzuk the tashbats. We see that the kedusha shel Yerushalayim is still kain. Sam Sofer says, "Vashem yoideya ki einai ro b'chutz loretz tovoze." This is not a Yerushalayim deke nes. I saw in chutz loretz tovoze, v'loy uchel lefarish midnei peritze yameinu. He couldn't be marech more because. So he held, it's not up to Yerushalayim, because it was that the shul, there was place in the shul for everyone, that was, that's something to Yerushalayim. But Sam Sofer wants to say that the Eibishter made a nes, that Mishtachvim Revochim, so why couldn't the Eibishter make the same nes, the Oimdim, make an Oichat, Oimdim Revochim, why do you need the Oimdim Tzvotim? We can doch machen a nes. So he says, Shlei Rotsa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lasis Nes Shoim Dem Revochim Shlei Yekupach Schar Igre Devei Kale Duchke. The Schar of the Duchke, the Rebbeinu didn't want to take away from them. That was a besondere Schar. The Duchke is a Schar. A person looks at it, this is an inconvenience. Aber Punfakat, this was the Schar Igre Devei Kale Duchke. So there's Duchke had to be. But Shas, they said, Vidui, they were mispalo. Then there was Revochim. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah in Ovais, Asoram Nisim Nasu, the Beis HaMikdash. Lo hipilo isha meireach psar ha-kodesh. Zutrashi, lo hipilo isha ubro, shenifs apso lechel mi psar ha-tzli, shemala reyach. The reyach of tzli is a very strong reyach, a very mouth-watering reyach. Like this, the halacha is in Yom Kippur, if Nisha is meriach, so memele, if you don't give her right away, it's a sakone, she could be mappled. But lepila isha meriach psal kaidish. What is pshat in this nes? The Alkad Mamloye says, a novice, that this nes was necessary, because just like we learned that the koil of the Odom Hamachis went Yit Parsois, the Reich also went Yit Parsois. So the Melech, so he says, if you have an Ishim Uberes Yit Parsois away, she smelled the Reich of Psa Kodesh, there was no Eitzah what to do. You can't, till you call out Sol, until you get there, it's too late already. So Memele, so that was the Nes, Shleipila, that's how the Yalkut Memleya says. Shleipila Isha Mereich Psa Kodesh. Rashi and Ovis says Achidish Godel. Sheilu Hericha Behen Ubos Litoim, Ein Shaimim Lo Lachilo Psa Kodesh. So Memele, so that's why, we wouldn't give it to her, Rashi says. And shaymim lo. So they all ask on Rashi that, pikuach nefesh is deicha kol ha-teire kula. So the Siyach Yitzchak says that they were boitchem al ha-nes. In the Beis HaMikdosh, they were boitchem al ha-nes. And they wouldn't give a taket. They were batuach and the fakelt. First there was psachoyme, Rashi says, the boss of Kodesh. And in the Beis HaMikdosh, they were batuach al ha-nes and they never gave her. And the nes was taka v'loi yipilo. V'loi yisriach psar ha-kodesh me'oilom. There never was a sirchein. Now, we're speaking about nazman without refrigeration. There were kobonis sho'yonechol beis yomim v'layla achas. Rashi and Ovis says, sometimes they didn't have time to make haktore, so they were malad devorim al gabi ha-mizbeach, the roish shel mizbeach. They could be standing 2 or 3 days there, these devorim. Somehow they didn't have enough time to be makter. The lina isn't poisel al roish shel mizbeach. So you have in the middle of summer, standing next to huge fires of atzei ha-maroche, there never was a reyach from the psar kodesh, it never spoiled. The Meiri and others says, v'lehisriach halosh and hifil, that the yidei hakahanim, a butcher, you can smell a butcher because he's kasei the oisik in boso. V'lehisriach psar kodesh me'olam, it never gave off a reyach. Ovis brings down in Ovis that the Reach Gan Eden came into with the Magis Boso. So that preserved it, that it was never a bad Reach. Blainiris Vuv Bebeis Amid Bachaim, Blaira Keri Lekain Godu Biyoima Kippurim. The Chosid Yaivet says, what is the Chiddush of Leira Keri? So the Chosid Yaivet says, yes, Akasha, what's the Chiddush? 7 days before, Hayim Afrishin Kohen Godel, was Porush, Hay Betare Kol Hayoyim, Hayoyim Anichim Hayisalishin Kol Halayla. So the Chosid Yaivet says, Tzrichen ledas kol agodl mechaveray yitzray godl mimenu. Bumolchemes beis oivim So one is about to be menutzach, so the other tzad is mischazik mi'oid. Aner koidem kibuyoy mischazik, anoshim koivel misosa mischazkin. Vayetzer hirgish ma'yivsav ayyidei avoydes ha'koyin gogol b'yayim ha'kippurim. There was no one more than the Yetzer who realized what the Kohen Gadol will be able to accomplish Yom HaKippurim. Biskaber ma'oid olov. So as a meiridikil mulchome, that means whatever tachbule the Yetzer had, he used. Atcha yechoshev nes v'dova l'mayla min ha'teva mash le'hoye yochol l'tamoysoy. That he wasn't metama the Kohen Gadol. That the skufa was a nes. Weiter, Bloy Nimza Psul Boimel Ubishte Alechem Ubalechem Aponim. So Rashi says Bebei Samid Bachaim Shalazah Lenimza Psul Boimer Shim Yibora Boy Psul Ein Acher Lahovi Tachtov. You can't bring another Oimer. Shahun Niktzar Baleel Meitzoyom. The Tnoim of the Oimer was Nikza Leil Meitzoyom, Vein Marbin Likza El Kviyashir Shel Asorin. They didn't cut too much, because there was a lot, there was Menufe Biyud Gimel Nofe, there was a lot of Achonis to do with the Tziras Oimer, so they didn't cut too much. So if that became possible, so they don't have now Kolben Oimer. Vein Shtei Alechem Nefin Me'erib Yontev, Vein Afi Yosun Doiche Yontev. V'im yipasel lo yoifu acheres biyontev. They won't bake again in yontev, the shtei lechem. V'chein lechem aponim shenefa me'erev Shabbos. V'im yipasel ein chiluf. You can't be machlefet. V'ashulchan oim edreikim at Shabbos habo. So these were nisim that they never became posel. Oim dim tzvufim o mishtachevim revochim. Lehizik nochosh ba'akrob Yerushalayim me'olam. Layom ha'odom lachaveri tzali amokim sha'olin b'Yerushalayim. So what does Rashi say? Tzali amokim mizoynoisai techukim dirosi dechuke. So Rashi seems to learn, there's a machlekes harishonim, Rashi seems to learn that this is not going when they were oil regel. This is pshat that there was a big, Yerushalayim was a large city. It's easier to find parnasa in a suburban area. A large city, you have a lot of competition. But no one, even though everyone is in Yerushalayim, no one said, "Mizaynoisai dechukim, dirosi dechukim." There's so many people living here. There's so much competition. No one ever said this. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that this is speaking about the oile regel, sha'olin l'Yerushalayim, when they were oile l'Yerushalayim, so no one ever complained about the matzev that they lived to when they were in Yerushalayim.